Wouldn't it be handy if you had someone who would take on the stranger tasks in life so you wouldn't have to? Luckily, Slate has just such a person. Her name is Emily Yaffe, better known as the human guinea pig. In the past, she's worked as a telephone psychic and as a street musician. She's also undergone hypnosis. Today, we're here to talk about her latest experiment. And Emily, for anyone who knows you, this one may come as some surprise. What did you do?
I fell silent for 2 days. 48 full hours.
2 days. That must have been very difficult.
It was easy for me. It was very, very difficult for my husband, who, in fact, when I told him about this plan, initially greeted it with such enthusiasm, he suggested I try it for a month.
And how did you take that?
Well, I got back at him by doing it for 2 days. The morning of day two, he declared it the worst 2 days of our marriage. And Madeline, there's some other contenders for that.
So describe the process. You say, first of all, you didn't talk for 2 days. What right. was allowed? Anything?
Well, I made up my own rules. I mean, there are a lot of people paying a lot of money to go to quiet retreats where they can shut up. So this is human guinea pig. So I did it on no expense account and did it in my normal life. So my rules were just total minimal hand gestures, only even trying to avoid that. But instead of feeling I was a spiritual pilgrim, I felt more like a fugitive, because every time I live in one of these neighborhoods where we all know each other, so I would be walking my dog and I literally pick up my dog and run in the opposite direction to avoid having to have an encounter with anyone because people didn't know what I was doing.
Okay, we're talking right now, and we talk a lot, especially here on the radio. So let's just recreate your experiment for just a minute. Okay, it's unbearable already.
Don't you want to kill me?
Yes.
I actually went out with Slate colleagues. We went to the movies, and we were sitting in a movie theater, and one of my colleagues was stuck next to me. And after a few minutes of trying to banter with me, he said, "Your husband is going to fly into a rage if this goes on much longer." And he was absolutely right.
Okay. Now, the question must be asked, why did you do this?
Oh, you're not going to ask, why does human guinea pig do anything?
Why did you choose this experiment over any other one?
Well, actually, a former colleague suggested it, which, my husband thought it was great, and I should be offended. It came out of, I think, this notion of there being, go on the internet and type in silent retreat. I mean, you can go all over the country and do it in any kind of, you could do a yoga retreat or a Christian retreat or a Buddhist retreat. So it's a very popular thing to put aside one of our essential ways of being human. So it was kind of a challenge posed by a friend.
And when it was all over, when you could just talk a mile a minute about whatever you wanted to, what was the verdict from your family about the usefulness of this vow of silence?
Well, here's the heartbreaking part. The morning that I could speak, I woke up, we were sitting at the breakfast table, and I said to my 8-year-old daughter, "What was the best part of me being silent?" And she said, "You didn't yell at me in the morning, Mom." Now, of course, this is supposed to break my heart and give me a revelation of what a terrible mother I am. But I decided to kind of keep to my silent pact by not explaining to her that one person's yelling is another person's firm conviction. So I just let it go.
Lessons learned from your vow of silence. Emily Yaffe writes the Human Guinea Pig column for Slate. Thanks, Emily.
Thank you.